Bible.
John 福音第十九章。
John chapter 19. Verse 34 and 35.
约翰福音十九章三十四、三十五节。
John 19:34-35.
唯有一个兵拿枪扎他的肋旁，随即有水、有血和水流出来。看见这事的那人就做见证，他的见证也是真的，并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们也可以信。
But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately there came out blood and water. And he who thought it bear witness, and his witness is true, and he knows that he say true, that he also may believe.
以弗所第五章
Ephesians chapter 5.
我们从二十五节下一半念起。
Start from verse 25, second part.
正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道，把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹、邓瑞的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
Even as the Christ also loved the assembly, and has delivered himself up for us, in order that he might sanctify it, purifying it by the washing of the water by the word, that he might present the assembly to himself glorious, having no spot or wrinkle or any of such thing, but that it be holy and blameless.
使徒行传第二章。
The Acts chapter 2.
我们从第一节念到第四节。
Start from verse 1 to verse 4.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一起。忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。又有石头若火焰显现出来，分开落在个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的语言来。
And when the day of Pentecost was now accomplishing, they were all together in one place, and there came suddenly a sound out of heaven, as of a violent impetuous blowing, and it filled the old house where they were sitting, and there appeared to them parted tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with their other tongues as the Spirit gave to them to speak forth.
最后还是第二章，使徒行传第二章第四十二节到四十七节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 44.
都恒心遵守师徒的教训，彼此交集，不停祈祷，众人都惧怕，师徒就行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，万物共用，并且卖了田财家业，找个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒齐的在店里，现在家中不饼，乘着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神的众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Acts chapter 2 verse 42 to 47. And they persevered in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles, in breaking of bread and prayers, and the fear was upon every soul, and many wonders and signs took place through the apostles' means, and all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and substance, and distributed them to all, according as anyone might have need. and every day, being constantly in the temple with one accord and breaking bread in the house, they receive their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the assembly, saying, those that were to be saved.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise thee and thank thee.
因着你在十字架上为我们受死
，Because you died for us on the cross，
幔子已经离开
，The veil has been torn，
我们可以坦然无惧来到至圣所的里面。
Now we have the boldness to come into the holy of the holies，
我们能在这里瞻仰你自己的荣耀。
We may come to praise your glory。
愿你的面光照亮我们
May you shine upon us
除去我们里面一切的黑暗
And remove all the darkness in us
把你自己的荣耀充满在我们的里面
Fill us with your glory
好叫我们在地上能荣耀你的名
So that we may glorify thy name on this earth
我们奉主耶稣的名
We pray in the name of Jesus
Amen我们这一次聚集在神的面前
This time we assemble together before the Lord
我们要看基督十字架与教会
We would like to examine Christ's cross and the church
我们知道基督和他钉十字架乃是福音的中心
We know Jesus Christ and Him crucified is the center of the gospel
这一个乃是一切的根基
This is the foundation of all things
然后保罗告诉我们说
Then Paul told us
在完全人的中间他也将智慧
Among the perfect he preached wisdom as well
我们知道他在这里所指的智慧特别是指着教会说的
We know the wisdom Paul referred to is the church
因为基督和他的十字架乃是根基
Because Christ and his cross is the foundation
然后他要在这个上面要建造
And upon that foundation God wants to build
那个所建造的就是他的教会
What has been built is the church
我们有两位弟兄在那里给我们看见基督和十字架
Our two brothers showed us Christ and the cross.
因着神的怜悯，我愿意在这里与弟兄姊妹交通关乎教会的事情。
Through God's mercy, I would like to share with you something about church.
我们上一次已经说过了，教会乃是神奥秘的智慧。
We have mentioned that church is the wisdom of God's mystery.
那是隐藏在神里面
That was hidden in God
在万事之前神已经有了这个意念
It was predetermined before the world's foundation
等到时候到的时候
And when the time comes
基督来到地上完成了救赎
After Christ came to the earth and accomplished the redemption
然后神就借助他的圣灵把这个奥秘启示给众使徒和先知
And God revealed to the apostle and the prophet of this mystery to us.
叫我们知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
So that we may know the grace God extended to us.
叫我们知道神为他爱他的人所预备的是何等的荣耀。
So that we may know how glorious this is.It's what God prepared for those who love him.
在神的心意的里面，他所要的就是那个教会。
In God's mind, what he desires is the church.
他要为着他的儿子预备一个配偶。
He wants to prepare a counterpart, a bride for his son.
这一个是我们上一次已经稍微交通过的。
This is what we have shared last time.
我们上一次也提说关乎这一个奥秘。
And last time we speak of this mystery.
不是我们能凭着我们自己所能领会的。
We cannot comprehend with our mind.
这个必须要神的灵把它启示给我们看见。
The revelation from the Spirit is of necessity.
因此，所以很多的时候。
So many times,
我们以为所认识的教会。
Those we think we know the church.
实在不是神心意中的那一个。
It's not the church in God's heart.
在这一点上我们实在需要神给我们光照。
And we really need God's enlightenment upon this issue.
好叫我们在神心意中的教会里面有我们的一份。
So that we may be part of the church that's in God's mind.
并且我们能在地上能来做这个见证。
So that we may be the testimony of the Lord on this earth.
今天早晨我们愿意再往前进一步。
This morning we want to proceed one step further.
我们要看见那隐藏在万事之前，隐藏在神里面的那个奥秘的智慧。
We would like to see the wisdom that hidden before the foundation of the world.
它怎样要显现在这个地上？
How that mystery will be revealed onto this earth.
换一句话说，就是教会怎样在地上产生出来？
In other words, it's how the church was produced on this earth.
它怎样生出来？
How she was born.
在创世之前，这个已经在神的心中了。
Before the foundation of the world, it was conceived in God's mind.
那现在在时间的里面，它这个要显现出来了。
In the sequence of time, it's the time to reveal it.
所以这个就是教会在地上的产生。
This is the birth of the church on earth.
我愿意先从预表方面来看。
I would like to start from the type.
当神创造人的时候，
When God created man,
他实在已经有教会在那个蕴藏在那个创造的里面。
He has the church in mind.
我们为什么知道呢？
How do we know it?
因为我们知道神造人的目的是什么。
Because we know the purpose of God to create man is.
神造人的目的乃是他要以人做他的居所。
Because God wants to find a dwelling place.
神造人的目的乃是要为他的儿子预备一个配偶。
Because God wants to prepare a bride for his beloved son.
这是神创造人的那个目的。
This is the purpose of God's creation.
那我们知道这个目的不是地的，就是他的教会。
This purpose is no other than the church.
因为教会是神的居所。
Because the church is a dwelling place of God.
教会乃是神儿子的配偶。
And the church is the spouse of his son.
所以我们知道在神创造人的时候，神已经把这个意念呢，好像给我们一点的线索。
That's before the creation of man, God already gave us a clue.
亚当乃是第一个人。
Adam is the first man.
基督乃是第二个人。
Christ is the second man.
亚当乃是基督的预表。
Adam is the type to typify the Christ.
亚当也是与基督对比的。
Adam is also in contrast to Christ.
亚当他不只是一个人。
Adam is not just a one individual man.
亚当也是一个梦主 federal head.
And Adam is also a federal head.
凡是出于地的是属土的。
All of those out of the dust belong to the dust.
凡是出于天的是属灵的，是属于天的。
All of those from heaven, they belong to heaven.
那第一个人乃是属土的。
The first man belong to the dust.
所以所有说他的人都是属土的。
As a result, all those belong to him is out of the dust.
那第二个人乃是属天的。
The second man belong to the heaven.
所以所有属于他的人也都是属天的。
All those belong to him is also out of heaven.
神在那里创造了亚当之后。
After God created Adam,
我们都记得神说一句话。
We all remember what God said.
神说那人所居不好。
God said it's not good for him to be alone.
我要为他预备一个配偶来帮助他。
I will prepare a helpmate for him.
神在那里说，我要为他预备一个配偶来帮助他。
God said, I will prepare a helpmate to help him.
我们知道这一个意念不是出于亚当的。
We know this concept is not out of Adam.
不是亚当在那里对神说，神啊，我做居不好。
It is not Adam. Talk to the Lord, say that it is not good for me to be alone.
我需要一个配偶。
I need a helpmate.
然后他就自己来造一个配偶出来了。
Then Adam just start to make God something.
我们知道不是这样的。
It is not so.
亚当还没有想到这件事。
Before Adam think of this thing,
亚当也根本不能做这件事。
And Adam cannot do it at all.
神在那里就想起这件事情了。
And God have this thing in his mind.
他说那个人都去不好。
God said it is not good for him to be alone.
我要替他解决他的问题。
I will solve all his problems.
所以我要为他来造一个配偶来帮助他。
So I will make a helpmate for him.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里你立刻就看见说。
So brother and sister, here we see immediately.
教会不是出于人的意念。
The church is not of man's mind.
教会也不是人所造的。
And church is not made by man.
教会乃是出于神的意念。
And church is out of God.
教会也是神来造的。
And was made by God.
然后神做了一件很特别的事情。
And God made something very special.
他把天上的飞鸟、地上的走兽啊，都带到亚当的面前了。
God bring the birds from the air and those beasts on the earth to Adam.
叫亚当替他取名。
And ask Adam to name all of them.
你知道取名啊是很有意思的。
You know it's very interesting to name.
可惜今天呢，人取名有一点随便。
Unfortunately, today we just didn't take it seriously.
但是在圣经里头，给我们看见那个起名啊是很重要的。
And in the Bible, it showed out very important to name something.
因为他在那里起他起什么名，就是表明那个是什么东西。
Because what one named that something, and that's the essence of that something.
所以当这一些就飞鸟走兽啊，这个家畜啊，都在那里临到亚当面前的时候。
So when the birds and the beasts parade before Adam,
亚当一个一个看了之后，就替他起名字。
And one by one, after Adam see, he named it all.
亚当看一看这个，他说这个像个象牙。
And Adam said, this looks like an elephant.
大家看看那个，他说这个猴子。
He said, this looks like a monkey.
但是所有的那些受造之物啊，都经过亚当了。
So all of those created beings parade one by one.
他也都给他们取了名字了。
He named all of them.
但是圣经说，他没有找到他的配偶。
But the Bible said, he didn't find his counterpart.
因为没有一个是与他相配的。
So there's no one can match him.
没有一个能帮助他的。
And no one can help him.
你知道这是一个律。
You know this is a law.
这是一个排序的律。Law of elimination.
This is the law of elimination.
把一样一样都把它除掉了。
And it just eliminate one after another.
到了最后就没有了。
And at the end there's nothing left.
这样神就必须起来造了一个女人。
Now it is necessary for God to create a woman.
为什么神必须要造一个女人呢？
Why God need to make a woman?
因为亚当找不到一个配偶。
Because Adam cannot find a helpmate.
尊神就在那里替亚当又造一个配偶。
That's the reason God wants to make a helpmate for Adam.
弟兄姊妹，做一神的教会也是同样的原则。
Brother and sister, it's the same principle governing God's church.
我们看见说为教会这件事情啊，乃是除了神自己来造的话，没有其他的办法。
For the church.Unless God made himself, there's no other way.
人不能在地上造一个教会。
Man cannot build a church on this earth.
所有人所能做的都已经被排弃了。
Everything that man can make has been eliminated.
然后神自己来建造他的教会。
And God himself built his church.
那么神有什么方法来替这个男人造一个女人呢？
What measure by which God used to make the woman?
圣经告诉我们说神叫亚当沉睡。
The Bible tells us God caused a deep sleep for Adam.
大概那个时候人是第一次睡觉。
Maybe that's the first time and take a nap.
我看看这个人如果不需要睡觉多好呢。
Maybe times I thought they would be good if we don't need to sleep.
我们24小时都可以工作。
And we can work 24 hours a day.
我相信当初亚当被造的时候他实在不需要睡觉。
I believe when Adam was made, he didn't need any sleep at all.
但是神叫他睡觉。
But God caused him to sleep.
为什么神叫他睡觉呢？
And why God wants him to sleep?
因为神要动一个外科的手术。
Because God wants to perform a surgery.
但是这个外科的手术啊，一点痛苦都没有。
But this is a painless one.
就是像很自然的睡觉一样。
And it's as nature as a sleep.
神就在他的旁边呢，就开了。
And God just cut his side.
从那个里面就取出一根肋骨来。
And he took a rib.
有人说在原文里头啊，不过是说从它里面取出一件东西来。
In the original Hebrew language, it's a something. It's that word, a rib.
然后神就把亚当里面取出来的那个东西啊，来造一个女人。
And then God made a woman out of those which coming out of Adam.
这个造字在原文里头就是在建筑上面用的一个名词。
The build is the architectural term.
他就用这个从亚当里面出来的那个东西来建造一个女人。
And God used something he took out of Adam to build a woman.
然后神叫亚当醒过来了。
And God waked Adam.
他就把这个女人领到亚当的面前。
And God bring forth the woman before Adam.
亚当一看见她。
And Adam went to see him.
他说这个是女人。
And he said, this is a woman.
我们知道，他自己是 Ish, 这个是 Ish.
And Adam itself is in Hebrew word Ish. Ish.
他是一个 Ish.
And
他是一个女人。
She is a Ish.
因为他亚当看见在这一个人的身上有他的自己。
Because Adam see something of himself in her.
所以两个人就合为一了。
That's the result, two becomes one.
那个女人就做了他的配偶，成了他的帮手。
And that woman become his counterpart and become his helpmate.
弟兄姊妹。
And brother and sister.
我们在这里看见那个预表。
And we see this typology.
这个预表就是给我们看见神怎样要为他的儿子来预备一个配偶。
And how God prepared a bride for his beloved son.
圣经给我们看见说。
And the Bible tells us.
神爱他独生的儿子。
God loved his only begotten son.
神把万有都赐给他。
And make him the heir of everything.
他是承受万有的一位主。
He's the recipient of all things.
但是神说，那人就居不好。
But God said it is not good for him to be alone.
甚至我要为他预备一个配偶来帮助他。
And God said I will prepare a spouse for him to help him.
所以我们可以这样说。
So we can say this.
神把天地万物都带到他儿子的面前。
And God brought with him the heaven and earth before his son.
叫他的儿子替这一切取名。
And after his son to name all of us.
圣经告诉我们说，他替每一颗心给点名了。
And the Bible tells us he named every star. And every mountain has its name. Everything created has a name named by God.
可以不但是说这个所有造的那一些的动物都经过他的面前。
Not all the animals created parade before him.
甚至把他所创造的天使都带到他的面前。
Even those created angelic hosts that was bring up before him.
但是他没有找到他的配偶。
But God, the Son of God didn't find his counterpart.
天上的天使不过是主也的灵。
The angel, but just a ministering spirit.
他根本不能与神的儿子来做配偶。
They are not a match to the Son of God.
甚至于连神将要创造的人也不配做他的配偶。
Even the man which was created by, will be created by God is not fit to be his counterpart.
因为他所要创造的人要犯罪，要堕落。
Because man God made will sin and fall into well fall.
所以我们看见在整个的宇宙的里面。
So we see it in the whole universe.
神的儿子找不到一个与他相配。
The Son of God cannot even find one will match him.
找不到有一位能做他的帮手。
There's no one can be his helpmate.
那怎么办呢？
And what can we do?
所以在2000年前，神就只能把他的儿子拆到地上来。
So, but 2,000 years ago, God sent His Son to this earth.
神的儿子来到地上做人是为什么呢？
And what is the reason why the Son of God came to become the man?
神的儿子来到地上做人是有一个目的。
There's only one purpose.
他乃是来寻找他的幸福。
He came to search and seek for his bride.
这个就是约翰福音所给我们看见的。
This is what we can see from the gospel according to John.
在约翰福音里头，我们看见说道成了肉身了。
In John, we see the living word becomes the flesh.
他来到地上，乃是来寻找他的幸福。
And he came to find his bride.
但是他找不到。
But he cannot find it.
他在人间住了33年之久。
He dwelt among the mankind for 33 years.
但是他找不到他的幸福。
But he cannot find his bride.
所以神只能做一件事。
So God can only do one thing.
就是叫他沉睡。
It is to put Christ to sleep.
那个就是哥哥他的十字架。
This is the cross on the Calvary.
但是哥哥他的十字架与亚当的沉睡是不同的。
But the cross on the Calvary is different from Adam's sleep.
神叫亚当沉睡乃是一个非常安息的一件事情。
And Adam's sleep is a quiet one and comfort.
神在那里把亚当的房间把它分开，乃是一个没有痛苦的手术。
For Adam to split his side, there's no pain associated with it.
因为那个时候人还没有犯罪。
Because the thing has not come into the world.
但是当我们的主耶稣到十字架上去的时候。
But when our Lord come to the cross,
地上的罪恶是那么的深重。
And the sin of the whole earth is so full.
所以神只能叫那无罪的替我们成为罪。
So God can only cause the sinless to become sin for us.
好叫我们在神的面前能成为他的义。
So that we may become the righteousness of God.
所以我们知道主耶稣的十字架是极其痛苦的。
So we know the cross of our Lord is most painful.
他甚至在那里喊说，我的神啊，我的神啊，你为什么离开我？
He even cried at that point and said, My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
他为着我们的缘故，他受极大的痛苦。
For our sake, he was smitten by God.
他在神的面前成了罪。
He before God, he became sin.
他叫我们能成为神的义。
So that we may become the righteousness of God.
主在十字架上六小时之久。
It is 6 hours for God.
他死了。
He died on the cross.
但是那个时候，他们怕钉在十字架上的人还没有死。
But they were afraid that whoever hanged on the cross didn't die.
因为第二天是大的安息日。
Because the second day is the day of the Sabbath.
所以所有挂在十字架上的都要拿下来。
So all that hanged on the cross need to take.
所以有兵丁来把钉在主耶稣旁边的两个强盗他们的腿把他打断了。
So the soldier came and broke the legs of those hands beside Jesus.
因为他们还没有死。
Because they haven't died yet.
但是等到到主面前来的时候一看主已经死了。
But when they come to the Lord Jesus, they find he died already.
为着要知道他实在是死了。
In order to make sure that he truly died.
所以有一个兵啊，就用枪啊，从他的旁边就刺进去。
So a soldier thrust his spear to the side of our Lord.
从他的心房的里面就引出水和血来。
Out of the heart, poured out the water and the blood.
有人告诉我们说，当一个人他痛苦到极顶的时候
，Someone told us.That at the extreme pain,
当他的心脏好像破裂的时候
，and when the heart was broken,
在心脏里面那最后的血就分化了
，and the blood in the heart degenerated,
就变成血和水
，into blood and water.
在十字架的底下，约翰站在那里
，and at the foot of the cross.John was standing.
他看见这件事情。
And he saw this thing.
他就说我看见从他的肋旁流出血和水来。
And John saw there's a water and a blood. And water hit the side.
我见证这件事情。
And he testified this thing.
而我的见证是真的。
And my testimony is true.
叫你们可以相信。
So that you may believe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brother and sister,
为什么神的话语这样就重地说这件事呢
Why God's word emphatically forecast on this issue?
因为这件事情的关系太大
Because there's much significance associated with it
从主的心脏里立破的心脏里出来血和水
And from the broken heart of the Lord came out the water and the blood
血是为着赎罪
The blood is for the remission of sin.
我们都犯了罪。
We all sin.
所以主耶稣的宝血它流出来来赎我们的罪。
So the precious blood of our Lord Jesus was shed for our sin.
水是代表他的生命。
And the water represents his life.
因为在诗篇第22篇里头说我的生命倒出来如同水一样。
For it was recorded in the Psalm 22 that my life poured out like a water.
所以水是表明他的生命。
So the water represents his life.
他用他的宝血来救赎我们。
Use his precious blood to save us.
他用他的生命来供应我们。
And it is out of his life he supplied our need.
他用宝血来除去我们的罪。
And with the blood he removed all our sins.
他把他的生命赐给我们来建造他的教会。
He gave his life to build.His church.
所以我们知道说教会是从主的血和水来产生的
So the church is the blood, product of God's blood and water
他的血他的水就产生了他的教会
And the blood and the water produce the church
神就用这个来建造一个女人
God used this to make a woman.
来建造他的教会。
to build at his church.
这个与马太第十六章是刚刚是相符合的。
This matched perfectly with what described in Matthew chapter 16.
我们知道，当彼得承认主之后
，After Peter acknowledged the Lord，
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Thou art Christ, Lord, the Son of the Living God.
基督就说，你的名字叫做彼得。
And Christ said, your name is Peter.
你是一块小石头。
And you are a small pebble.
我要把我的教会。
I will build my church.
在这磐石上。
On this rock.
阴间的权势不能胜过他。
The power of Hades cannot prevail against it.
那圣经怎么说呢？
And what the Bible says,
就从那个时候就开始对他的门徒说
And from that time on, Christ speaks to his disciples.
我要到耶路撒冷去
I'm going to Jerusalem.
我要受七十章文士的逼迫
I will persecute by the chief priests and the scribes.
我要死
I have to die.
但是第三天我要从死里复活
However, on the third day, I will be raised from the dead.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brother and sister,
教会的建造与基督的受苦是有直接的关系
The building of the church have a direct relationship with God's suffering through Christ.
如果基督不到十字架上去受死的话
If Christ didn't come to the cross to die
教会就不能被建造
And the church cannot be built
教会乃是基督生产之苦的产物
And church is a part of Christ's travail of birth
因为他在那里受了生产的痛苦
Because Christ took went through the travail.
主的十字架就是他生产的痛苦。
And the cross of Christ is his travail.
因着他的生产的苦难，就产生了教会。
Because of his pain, the church was made.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brother and sister.
就着那属灵的实际来说
，In the spiritual reality.
可以说教会乃是在主在十字架上为我们死所产生的。
And the church is the product out of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
但是就说教会在地上的历史来说
，As far as the history of the church on earth，
我们知道教会开始乃是在五旬节。
And church starts from the Pentecost.
我们的主他死了复活了。
And our Lord he has died and he was alive.
他四十天向他的门徒显现。
And 40 days he revealed himself to his disciples.
然后他就升到高天之上。
And he was ascended into heaven.
他叫他的门徒回到耶路撒冷去。
And he asked his disciples to return unto Jerusalem.
在那里等候从上面来的应许。
And wait upon the promise of on high.
所以有120个门徒。
There are 120 disciples.
他们回到耶路撒冷。
They return to Jerusalem.
在那个楼上，他们十天的功夫，在那里重新恒切的祷告。
On the upper room, they prayed in one accord for 10 days.
到了五旬节的时候。
And on to the day of Pentecost.
忽然天上有一个极大的声音。
Suddenly there's a thundering from heaven.
好像什么呢？
As if,
好像一个人在那里很深的呼吸一样
Just like someone inhaled in great difficulty.
Exhale. 那么就充满了整个的屋子
And it filled the room.
所有这120个人就被圣灵充满
And all of them were filled with The Holy Spirit.
他们就按照圣灵所出的口才说起别国的方言了。
So they speak in tongues according to the gift of the Holy Spirit.
我们说教会在地上历史的开始就是在五旬节的那个时候。
So the Pentecost marks the beginning of the church history on earth.
如果我们看旧约圣经的话，
If we read the Old Testament,
我们知道在利未记二十三章里面，
We know in Leviticus chapter 23,
十七节，
in verse 13,
我们所知道犹太人的祭旗啊，有七个祭旗。
We know there are seven festivals of a Jewish nation.
那么五旬节也是一个重要的祭旗。
And Pentecost is among those seven.
到五旬节那一个日子。
On the day of Pentecost.
他们要取细面，依法十分之二。
They need to take a 2/10 of this flour,
把它做成两个饼。
And made it into two loaves.
是油酵的饼。
There's a leaven containing the bread.
然后要把这个当作一个摇祭呀，要献给主。
The way day of unleavened bread, which is after Passover.
那个时期是完全不能油酵的。
On those 7 days, there's not any leaven allowed.
因为那个初熟节是代表基督的复活。
Because the first fruit represents the resurrection of our Lord.
所以完全没有酵的。
So there's no leaven.
酵是表明罪恶的意思。
Leaven represents the sin.
但是很稀奇，到了五旬节的那一天。
But marvelously, on the day of the Pentecost.
他们要做两个饼。
They have to make two loaves.
这里不是把麦子就献上了。
It's not just offer the wheat.
把一束的麦子就献上了。
Just offer the sheaf.
乃是要把这个麦子磨成粉，然后呢就做成两个饼。
The wheat must be ground into flour and make into two loaves.
并且这两个饼里头啊是有酵的。
And those two loaves have leaven.
这是唯一的时候是有酵的饼可以献给神。
This is the only occasion that the leavened bread can be offered to the Lord.
因为什么呢？五旬节就是预表教会的重生。
Because the Pentecost symbolizes the birth of the church.
两个饼，两就是见证的意思。
Two is represents a testimony.
这个饼乃是许多的麦子都磨成粉混在一起而成功的。
The loaves are many flours have been ground in them and made into bread.
虽然我们是许许多多的麦子，但是我们都被磨成那个饼了。
Though we are making grains, but we've been ground and made into bread.
不做因着神的恩典，我们能被带到神的面前蒙悦纳。
It is true that according to God's grace, we may be brought into God.
但是人总是人。
But man indeed is still man.
什么地方有人，什么地方难免都有一点教在那里。
Where is a man? Where is a leaven?
所以叫我们真实只能谦卑在神的面前。
Truly humble 的。
因为神是与忧伤痛悔的灵同住。
Because God can only deal with those who have a contrite heart.
所以我们知道，在五旬节那一天，教会在地上就是开始。
So on the day of Pentecost, the church starts.
那么究竟在这个经过的里面，我们能看见什么属灵的原则呢？
What spiritual principle we can learn from such an experience and process?
有什么属灵的原则在那里要控制以后各地教会的产生呢？
What spiritual principle will govern all the churches throughout the earth at all times?
我们知道在五旬节不过是耶路撒冷教会的开始了。
And we know at Pentecost it marks the beginning of the church at Jerusalem only.
但是以后教会要从耶路撒冷到犹太地全地到撒玛利亚一直到地极。
But later on we know the church will start from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the end of the world.
在每一个地方教会要产生出来。
Every place of the church will be produced.
所以在第一次产生的上面，我们要看见有几个控制的原则。
So we need to see several principles that govern the first church that was born.
第一个原则。
The first principle.
这一百二十个人是谁呢？
Who are those among 120?
这120个人都是看见主的人。
Those hundred are those who see the Lord.
他们看见主的死。
They saw Christ, the Lord's death.
他们看见主的复活。
They saw his resurrection.
他们也看见主的升天。
Also see his ascension.
他们看见主的死，怎样赦我们的罪。
They saw how God said.Forgive all our sins.
当他们看见主的复活，这样成了他们的生命。
They saw the God's resurrection becomes their life.
他们也看见主的升天成了他们的主。
They know how the ascension of the Lord becomes their head in heaven.
所以他们是一般认识主的。
So they are those who know the Lord.
但是当时就升天的时候
But when the Lord ascended into heaven
可能那个时候看见就升天的有500多的弟兄姊妹
Maybe at that time there are 500 people saw that
但是只有120个人在那个楼上祷告
And only 120 at the upper room pray
因为其他的人他们虽然看见就升天了
Those, the rest, they, even though they saw the God had ascended,
也看见听见主的吩咐
and they heard the Lord's commission.
但是他们回到自己的地方去
but they returned to their own places.
他们有自己的事情要关心了
they have their own matter to attend.
他们不能专心地来关心主的事情
they cannot concentrate on the Lord's affairs.
所以他们都已经散到家
So they all scatter to their own house.
只有这120个人
Only those 120
他们听见主的吩咐
They heard of the command of the Lord.
他们把一切的事情都摆在旁边
They set aside everything.
他们专心以主的事为念
They concentrate on the matter of the Lord.
所以在那个时候圣灵降临的时候这120个人就被圣灵充满了
So when the time the Holy Spirit descended, they all be filled by the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brother and sister,
教会是怎样产生的呢
How the church was made?
教会乃是一番看见主的人
The church is those who see the Lord.
看见主的死
They saw the death of the Lord.
知道我们的罪已经受了赦免
They know their sin has been forgiven.
看见主的复活
They saw God's resurrection.
知道主是我们的生命。
They know the Lord is our life.
也看见主的升天。
And they saw the God's ascension.
因为我们的主不但是我们的救主。
Because they know the Lord not only is our Savior.
他也是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
而这一般看见的人。
And those who saw them.
正是能以主的事为念。
They can concentrate in God's word.
在这样的人中间教会才能产生。
Among those people, the church can be produced.
就是你认识主的事。
Those who know the death of the Lord.
如果你不知道主的复活
If you do not know his resurrection.
就是你知道主的复活
Even if you know God's resurrection.
你不知道主的升天
If you don't know his ascension.
就是你知道主的升天
Even if you know God's Lord's ascension.
但是你不以主的事为念
If you are not mindful about God's sin.
神的教会在这些人中间它不能产生
God's church cannot be produced among those people
你必须要知道主的死
You must know the Lord's death
你必须要知道主复活的生命在你的里面
You need to know the Lord's life, resurrection life is in us
你必须要尊主为你的主
We need toAcknowledge him to be the Lord of our
life. 并且以主的死为念。
And we'll be mindful about his death.
在这样的人中间，教会才有机会产生。
Among those people, the church can be produced.
第二。
Second.
第二，那孔子的原则就是深藏之苦的祷告。
The second factor to govern is the travail of the prayer.
Travailing prayer.
Travailing prayer.
我们知道教会的产生是基督深藏的苦难。
So we know the It's the travailing spirit of the Lord which produced the church.
在五旬节那一天，是120个人一天在那里生产的祷告。
It is the travailing prayer of those 120 on that day of Pentecost.
没有生产的祷告,
no travailing prayer,
就没有教会的产生,
no church was produced.
因为教会不是人可以组织的,
because the church cannot be organized by humans.
教会必须要从上面生出来,
the church must be born from above.
如果没有生产的艰难，怎么能有生产呢？
If there's no difficulty of the birth, how can we have the birth?
无论在哪一个时代,
no matter what generation,
无论在哪一个地方,
no matter where,
如果有神心目中的教会产生的话,
wherever the church was produced according to God's heart,
一定有一些人在那里有生产之苦的祷告,
there must be the travailing prayer associated with it.
否则的话, 教会不能产生,
otherwise the church cannot be made.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brother and sister,
这是教会产生一个控制的一个原则。
So this is the principle which governs the birth of the church.
第三点,
the third,
我们在这里看见说, 这120个人,
we can see those 120,
当圣灵降临下来的时候,
when the Holy Spirit came upon them,
他们就在圣灵里头受浸,
they have been baptized by the Holy Spirit,
就成了一个身体,
they become one body.
本来是120个, 单独的基督徒,
originally 120 individual Christians,
并且我们可以说这120个单独的基督徒都是最好的基督徒。
We can say that those 120 Christians are the best among the rest.
虽然他们是聚集在一起,
even though they were gathered together,
不过是一个会众, 一个 congregation,
they're just a congregation.
它只是一个身体,
they are not one body.
但是圣灵降下来的时候,
and when the Holy Spirit descended,
把这120个人就进成一个身体,
and he baptized them into one body.
所以你在这里看见说, 不再是单独的一个一个,
so we see no longer just one, each individual.
现在你看见这120个人成了一个身体上的120个肢体,
so we see the 120 becomes a member of one body.
这个就是教会,
this is the church.
你们虽然多, 人是一个身体,
no, you are many, yes, one body.
虽然是一个身体, 却有许多的肢体,
no, you are one body, has many members.
基督也是这样,
Christ is the same.
我们知道那里的那基督是指着教会说的,
so we know in that place that Christ was referred to the church.
当然我们弟兄已经说过了,
so our brother already mentioned about,
当我们这个圣灵的洗在五旬节那个圣灵的洗是不能重复的,
it cannot receive the baptism on that Pentecost,
因为那个圣灵的洗是个历史性,
because that's a historical event.
我们所有信主的人, 当我们信主的时候, 不但圣灵重生了我们,
all the believers on the day we believe, not only was reborn by the Holy Spirit,
并且我们也在圣灵的里面形成一个身体,
but also we are baptized into one body.
但是问题是在这里,
but the problem is here,
虽然我们已经成了一个身体了,
even though we become to one body,
但是我们有没有
whether we have preserved the unity of the body of Christ,
unity of the Spirit,
unity of the Spirit.
如果没有保守圣灵所赐的合一的话,
if we didn't preserve the unity of the Spirit,
教会也不能产生,
the church cannot be born.
所以在这三件事情上,
so in those three things,
我们看见那是统治的属灵的原则,
so that governs all the church.
最后我要提点教会那一个特征，就是它的特性。
So we want to mention several characteristics of the church.
我们在这个使徒行传的里面。
In the book of Acts,
我们看见初期的教会。
We see the early church.
我们看见在教会的里面有什么特别的现象。
So we'll see anything special in that church in Jerusalem.
这些的特征乃是以色列代教会必须有的特征。
Those characters need to be possessed by the church after this church.
除了我们怎么能知道说这一个是神心目中的教会？
Otherwise, how can we know the church is what God has in mind?
而不是人意所制造的东西。
It's not the product of device of man. Number one.
我们在《使徒行传》的里面看见。
In the Acts, we see.
当初那一班属于主的人
among those who belong to the Lord
他们有主的名
they have the name of the Lord
你如果读使徒行传的话
if you read the book of Acts
那个名词名
that name
我的名
my name
神的名
God's name
他的名
His name
一起用了25次之多
There are 25 times
表明说在当初的教会里面主的名实在是一个非常中心的东西
So that indicates to us the name of the Lord is the very center of
我们的主还没有受死之前
Before the God the Christ died
在约翰第十六章的里面
In John 16,
他已经对他的门徒说
He told his disciples,
你们从来没有我奉着我的名求父
Do you have not asked the Father in my name?
但是现在你们可以奉我的名求叫你们的喜乐可以满足
Now you can ask in my name so that your joy may be full
所以一句话说主因着十字架被忘的缘故他就把他的名就赐给他的教会
In other words when Christ just behold the Christ is ahead of him he gave his name to his disciples
我们今天聚集是奉他的名聚集
Today we get together in His name.
无论在哪里
No matter where
有两三个人
Just two or three get together
两三个人就是多数
Two or three is in plural
而不是说只可以两三个人
Not just two or three alone
也是说最少两三个人
At least two or three
无论在哪里
No matter where
有两三个人
Only have two or three
聚集
And together,
怎么聚集呢
How do we gather?
奉我的名聚会
In his name
我就在他们中间
And am I in the midst of them?
因为主的名就是代表他的自己
Because the name of the Lord is he himself
主的名在那里他就在那里
Because his name is there, he is there
主的名是包括他的权柄他的国度他的荣耀
And his name is includes his kingdom and his authority and his glory.
主的名是代表他的生命，他的复活。
And the name of the Lord is his life and his resurrection.
他把他的名赐给教会。
And he gives his name to the church.
好像什么呢？好像在一个婚姻的时候
，just like in the marriage.
这个丈夫就把他的名就给了这个女人。
The husband gave his name to the wife.
从今以后，这个女人的名就是名在她丈夫的底下。
From that day on, the wife had the name of the husband.
凡是她丈夫所有的都是她的。
All the husband had, the wife had.
她如果奉她丈夫的名做什么，就是她的丈夫在哪里做。
In the name of her husband, whatever she did is what the husband did.
今天我们的主他把他的名给了他的教会。
Today the Lord gave his name to his church.
我们是奉他的名聚会。
we gather together in his name.
我们伏在他名的底下。
We submit ourselves under his name.
除了他的名，我们没有别的名。
There's no other name that we have.
我们伏在他全权的底下。
We submit under his authority.
我们尊重他做我们的元首。
We honor him to be our head.
我们让他来管理我们。
We let him govern our.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brother and sister.
我们记得当初的时候。
We remember at that time.
当彼得和约翰到圣殿去祷告的时候。
When Peter and John went to the temple to pray.
有一个生来就瘫痪的人。
There's one paralyzed since the birth.
是在那里讨饭。
And it was a begging.
看见彼得和约翰经过。
They saw Peter and John pass by.
他就问他们求。
He asked of them.
你知道彼得怎么说呢？
How did Peter say it?
彼得说金银我都没有。
Peter said, silver and gold have I
not. 但是我把我所有的给你。
But I give what I have.
我奉主耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
In the name of Jesus, rise and walk.
那个人就起来。
And that man rise.
他不但行走，他蹦跳。
Not only he walk, he jump.
他到圣殿里面去敬拜神。
And he worship God in the temple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brother and
sister. 今天在基督教里面金银太多。
Today in the Christianity there's so many gold and silver.
但是我们没有主的名。
And we do not have that adorable name of God.
虽然我们口里也能说他的名。
Even though we can mention his name in our mouth.
但是因为我们没有伏在他名的底下。
Because we didn't submit ourselves under his name.
所以提名但是没有能力。
So we mention his name without the power.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
神
给我们最宝贝的东西
God gave us the most precious one
主自己的名给了我
His precious name he gave us
巴不得我们尊重他的名字
Hope we emphasize his name
这一个就是教会
This is the church
第二
Second
我们看见在当时的时候
We see at that time,
他们是一般神的儿女，
有children of God,
他们同心合意。
Living with one accord.
哦，圣经一直给我们看见他们一心一意。
In the Bible, showed us that with one heart, with one mind.
不但这一百二十个人。
Not just this 120.
在五旬节那一天，三千人蒙恩。
On the Pentecost, there were 3,000 people saved.
他们都很起立，遵守使徒的教训和交通，带领和祈祷。
They continuously observed the teaching of the apostle and they break the bread and they gather together, remember the Lord.
他们一心一意。
They with one heart and one mind.
同心合意。
And with one accord.
没有一个人说这个东西是我的。
Nobody said this belongs to me.
他们彼此相爱。
They love one another.
他们实在是表现在基督里的合一。
They represent, manifest the oneness in Christ.
他们应验了主在约翰十七章的祷告。
They fulfill the prayer that the Lord made in John 17.
主说愿意这一方的人。
The Lord said, may those people
能合为一
they may become one
像我与父合一样
just like I and the Father are one
你在我里面
and you in me
我在你里面
and I in you
他们也在我们里面
and they in us
叫他们合为一
so they may be united
叫世界上的人知道你把我抬来
So the world may know that you sent me.
这个是见证。
This is a testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brother and sister.
那个时候生的儿女。
In that time.
他们实在是同心合意。
The Lord's people is truly with one accord.
虽然在他们中间有不同的背景。
Even though they have a different background.
有的是希利的犹太人。
Maybe there are some Greek and some Jews.
但是有的是希伯来的犹太人。
They are Hebrew Jews.
有的是 Hellenistic Jews.
They are Hellenistic Jews.
但是不管他们的背景怎样。
No matter their background.
我们看见在基督里他们已经超脱了这一切的分别。
So they surpasses all the barrier and the partition.
他们在基督里面实在是一个一。
And they are become one in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是教会。
And dear brothers and sisters, this is the church.
什么地方神的儿女不能合一？
Wherever the Lord's people cannot have the unity,
哪里就看不见教会？
There's no church to be.
你所看见的是世界，不是教会。
What you see is the world, not the church.
如果是教会的话，
If it is the church,
我们是一个身体上的肢体。
We are members of one body.
我们彼此相爱。
We love one another.
彼此相顾。
And we care for one another.
同心合意。
And with one accord.
恩可遵守师徒的教训和教徒。
Continuously observe the teaching of the apostle and the fellowship.
Binding,
and breaking the bread, and pray.
这是第二个特征。
This is the second character.
第三个特征。
The third.
我们看见在当初的教会里面。
We see at the church that time.
圣灵的同在和权柄非常的明显。
And the presence of the Holy Spirit and His authority is very clear.
你在哪里看见说这一般的人他们完全被圣灵充满
So you see those people are full with the Holy Spirit
他们不能有圣灵
Not only they possess the Holy Spirit
我们每一个信主的人都有圣灵住在我们里面
Every believer has an indwelling Holy Spirit
但是这般人都是被圣灵充满
Those people are filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满是什么意思呢
What is the meaning of the filled with the Holy Spirit?
圣灵充满的意思就是说受圣灵的管制
The filled with the Holy Spirit is saying that under the control of the Holy Spirit.
And ruled by the Holy Spirit.
And ruled by the Holy Spirit.
而被圣灵的管理
And governed by the Holy Spirit.
你看他们这般的人都是被圣灵管理的
And all of them knowWas ruled by the Holy Spirit.
他们的行动是受圣灵的管理。
The action was ruled by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣的灵不许。
And when the Lord Jesus' Spirit not allowed,
保罗他就不能去。
And Paul, he didn't go.
圣灵在里头催促。
And when the Holy Spirit urged
him, 他就往前去。圣灵的同在是那么的鲜明
The presence of the Holy Spirit is manifest so clearly
我们看见就是亚拿尼亚撒非拉他们要想做一件偷偷摸摸的事情
And even the Ananias and Sapphira they want to do something in secret
但是马上圣灵把它显明出来
And immediately what they revealed in light by
the Holy Spirit 圣灵那个 discipline 那个管制也非常的清楚
and it is so clear about the discipline of the Holy Spirit
实在这般的人在圣灵的底下
and all of them are under the Holy Spirit
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
and dear brother and sister
今天在教会里面圣灵好像在又好像不在
The Holy Spirit seems to be there or as if.
我们不大看见圣灵的权柄
And we didn't see his power at all.
人可以随所自己的意思去做
Men can do things at will.
人可以定规到哪里去
We can decide where we need to go.
不到哪里去
Or not to go.
人甚至可以犯罪
Then we can even sing.
但是没有事情发生
And nothing happened.
好像圣灵不在一样
As if the Holy Spirit wasn't there.
这个是教会的堕落
And this is a form of the church.
如果教会是正常的话
If the church is normal,
圣灵的同在和权柄非常的鲜明
And the Holy Spirit's presence and authority will be so clear.
第四
Fourth.
我们看见当初的教会非常有见证
We see the great testimony of the church at that time
他们自己实在是彼此相爱
They truly love one another
他们过一个圣洁的生活
They live a holy life
与世界分别为圣
And separate from the world
因为世界上的人怕他们
On one hand, people in the world fear them.
圣经告诉我们说，没有人敢亲近他们。
No one dare to approach them.
因为你一亲近他们，就给他们吃住了。
Because they will be attracted to them once you approach them.
你看见他们这个竞争的能力是多大的？
So how you see the whole nation, the power?
所以主把得救的人天天加给他们。
So the Lord grant them the saved daily.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brother and sister,
如果教会真是正常的话，
If the church is truly normal,
你要看见同样的情形。
You will see the same thing.
一面世界人怕你。
On one hand, the world fear you.
说这些人不能亲近你。
So these people you cannot approach.
他们像瘟疫一样。
And they're just like a pestilence.
如果你亲近，你就给他传染了。
So if you are so close to him, you'll get it also.
但是因为他里面又觉得要亲近你。
And on the other hand, they want to approach you.
他们觉得在哪里有个吸引的力量。
They feel the attraction forces.
他们不但用口来传耶稣。
Not only with the mouth they preach Jesus.
他们的生活在那里为主作见证。
And their lives are witness for the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brother and sister.
这个是教会的特征。
This is the character of the church.
如果在什么地方，
wherever,
你看见主的名是被尊敬的，
the name of the Lord was exalted.
如果在什么地方，
and wherever,
你看见神的儿女是合一是相爱的，
and God's people love one another, have a unity.
如果在什么地方，
and any place you see,
你看见圣灵的权柄是被尊重的。
You see, the authority of the Holy Spirit was reverenced.
如果在什么地方，
and any place,
你看见神的儿女有过圣洁的生活。
You know God's people, they live a holy life.
你知道，
and you know,
你找到了教会。
You'll find the church.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank thee.
教会不但在万古之前，在你的里面。
The church not only before the foundation of the world is in you.
并且教会今天在地上已经出现。
And the church appeared on this earth today.
我们感谢赞美你。
And we praise and thank thee.
因为你的儿子来到地上。
For your son come to this earth.
为我们上十字架。
And went to the cross for us.
流出血和水来。
And shed his blood and water.
叫教会能产生。
And so the church can be born.
我们赞美你，圣灵已经降临。
And we praise you, the Holy Spirit has been given.
把我们心里的人敬成一个身体。
And baptize us into one body.
好像我们在地上能为你所见证。
So that we may be the testimony for you on this earth.
我们的主，我们的神啊。
And our Lord, our God.
但愿在地上各处。
Oh, may you on this earth.
都有你的教会能出现。
Wherever there will be your church,
能为你做见证，
can be the testimony of yours,
能满足你自己的心意，
can satisfy your heart,
能催促你的回来，
and can hasten your coming back,
能带进你的国度，
and bring into your kingdom,
奉主耶稣的名，
and in Jesus' name, Amen. Pray, Amen.